The culture of regular medical checkups is alien to many Ghanaians. The reasons for this situation include ignorance, lack of access to health facilities, and cost of such checkups. A Ghanaian surgeon under training in Germany and author of a book on hypertension and stroke, Dr. Cheba Fokai, said these reasons are not enough for Ghanaians to shy away from constant checkups, which are necessary for people to know their health status. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the causes of stroke, which is now common among the youth, Dr. Cheba Fokai said there's a need for everybody to watch their lifestyle, exercise regularly, and live a healthy life. He said hypertension is a silent killer which must be watched.
Kinds of stroke. We have ischemic and a hemorrhagic stroke. Ischemic simply means the brain is lacking sufficient oxygenated blood. And hemorrhagic stroke simply means there's overflow of blood in our brain. So these are the two kinds of stroke we have.
What are the causes of this situation?
The major cause for stroke is hypertension. Because as I just said, ischemic cells of our brains are very sensitive. And any time there's any disturbance in the flow of blood, stroke arises. So stroke simply means the cells of the brain or the brain cells start dying. That's just the simple meaning of stroke.
From the ordinary point of view, what I want to understand is, how could my brain cells just get weak and could not pump blood?
Do not supply this blood, that is where the problems comes. So as it's a clot of blood that has blocked the blood vessel, so a certain part of the brain does not get sufficient blood. That's why we have ischemic stroke, because the cells over there tend not to have enough energy and they don't tend to have enough nutrients to carry what we call aneurysm. That is, for you just simply take something like a balloon, you can blow or at that time, because the cells or the walls becomes very weak, so it bursts and there's leakage of blood into the brain. That disturbs the function.
It means this situation can happen to anybody, including you.
It can happen to anybody. But we have people that involves people who have hypertension, for instance. People who are overweight. People who smoke. People who don't exercise or live an unhealthy life.
So how do we prevent these type of strokes? Because it is now attacking the youth in Ghana.
That's very true. Stroke used to be a disease of the old, but now it's a disease of almost everybody. People getting fatter and fatter every day. People not doing any physical.
Is drink part of the cause?
It is part of it. Excessive drinking of alcohol is also a cause of stroke.
How about sex?
Sex is also part of it, but not directly involved. That is, if you have too much sex, for instance, you know, at a point, your blood pressure rises. And if you have what I said, aneurysm, that is you taking a balloon, for instance, or a bulging of the blood vessel, and the pressure arises too much, I mean, the pressure in your bloodstreams, if it goes very high, then it can burst and you can have such a thing.
How do we prevent these two types of stroke?
By living a healthy life, by control your blood pressure. One-third of the world population or the adult population suffer from hypertension. But one-third of this population do not really know they have it. That is, people who have hypertension, one-third do not really know they have it. So it is proper, even if you feel fine, you just have to go to your doctor, get your blood. Hypertension itself is called a silent killer, because it tends not to have any symptoms, or you feel fine most of the time, so you don't see any need, or you find no need going to see a doctor. And they are hand in hand.
Is worry part of the causes of hypertension?
It is also part of it, because if you worry much, you produce a whole lot of adrenaline. It's a hormone that increases your blood pressure, and you also produces a whole lot of hormones that disturbs your whole body, and it disturbs your whole system. So it's also a cause of hypertension.
So if you are suddenly attacked by any form of this stroke, how do you manage the situation?
You know, stroke is kind of sudden disease. It comes mostly just at once. At times it's slow, but most at times it's very fast. If you should see any weakness in any part of your body, let me say your arm, your limbs, whatsoever, don't think you are just being tired, so you're going to sleep. That can be very dangerous. At times, people cannot even articulate well. That means they cannot even talk properly. And you see people telling you that one side of your mouth is hanging. Don't think it is just one of those things. Try and see your doctor. You have to be rushed to the hospital as early as possible, because there you can be saved.
Is there anything else you want to add to to the lessons that we're supposed to learn about hypertension and stroke?
What I want to tell the general public is we should be very cautious, we should be very careful, we should always try to see the doctor, even if we are healthy. You know, we have people who say, I've not gone to the hospital for about 5 years because I'm well, but it could be that you're suffering from hypertension, but you wouldn't know. And as I said, it's a silent killer. Before you see any kind of symptoms of hypertension, that means you've gone so far with the disease. So it is advisable you see your general practitioner or you go to the hospital and get your blood pressure checked. You can also buy the blood pressure monitor and it will help you control your blood pressure at home. That is the advice I can give to the audience.
A Ghanaian medical expert in Germany, Dr. Chebafo Kai, talking about hypertension and stroke.